KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg, and we are live in Studio 1A this afternoon. And we'd like to welcome back an old friend, Emily Wolf. Welcome, Emily.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Nice to have you here.
So good to be here. It's been a while.
You have a new album, a new self-titled album coming out on Friday.
Yes, I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. 12 songs. I'm so pumped.
All right.
Yeah.
Can we hear some of them in the next few minutes?
Absolutely.
What would you like to begin with?
Yeah, so this song is off the new record, and it's called Bad Behavior.
KUTX 98.9, we're live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Emily Wolf. She has a new album coming out on Friday. It's self-titled, and from that new one, we heard a tune called Bad Behavior. So you went to Muscle Shoals to record this.
I did. I found an incredible producer named Ben Tanner who plays Hammond organ in the Alabama Shakes, and it's one of my favorite bands. I love the way that their records sound, so I was really excited to work with him. But I went to Muscle Shoals, and I recorded a lot. And then came back here to Austin and did a lot of the rest of the record at Arlen Studios here. And yeah, Ben flew out and we just made a whole couple weeks out of it.
How did you hook up with Ben?
So I met Ben. I was introduced to him by my publisher, and we just hit it off, you know. He's really down to earth, and I like people that like that. And so it was really easy for us to work together that way. So,
was there a specific reason you went to Muscle Shoals?
Yeah, so Ben lives there, and he is like a local engineer there, basically. He does a lot of bands in Muscle Shoals, and he recorded like St. Paul and the Broken Bones there, and showed us around Fame and Studio B and, you know, all the cool stuff. So we went there, and I don't know, there was just, I've heard that there's a lot of magic there, so I wanted to go see for myself.
Yeah, for our listeners who may not be aware, Muscle Shoals has a real, as you said, kind of certainly a cachet. They made some classic soul recordings back in the 60s and 70s at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, so it's a, kind of a legendary place to record music. So Ben was interested in kind of the, got down into the weeds on this record with you.
He did. That's something that I was really craving too, because I've worked with producers in the past that, you know, it was fun, but the ones that I've worked with in the past kind of have tended to sit back and just give ideas. But Ben was, you know, on the floor of the studio with me tweaking pedals and just finding the weirdest sounds possible out of gear. And it was great. It was really fun to find different textures and tones with him. Yeah, so I would say for the record, about, you know, 95% of the songs were pretty much complete. And then Ben just brought his ear to it and helped a lot with arrangement and lyrics that needed a little bit of tweaking and made it better.
So not all producers are like that.
No, not at all. In fact, it's rare, I think. It's really rare. So I got lucky that way.
We're speaking with Emily Wolfe this afternoon. She has a self-titled album coming out on Friday, and she'll be celebrating Friday night at the Mohawk, along with Wild Moccasins, and you can get information at mohawkaustin.com. Can we get you to do another tune?
For sure. This one is called Missionary Son. It's actually an older tune, but I re-recorded it with Ben and brought it back to life.
Rivers are shifting. I'm tired to busy hiding the moon. Oh, you found a light that you knew you were missing. Stumbled down a road on a path of resistance. And you're on going. Are you sure? I guess you're a missionary, son. Yeah, you're the trigger on the shotgun. We'll be right back. at the top and you know you're addicted. Stumble down a ladder with your memories slipping. And you're running on guard. I miss you. Why don't you say show them how to be the victim. Cause you're a missionary, sir. Yeah, you're the trigger on a shotgun.
Much alive and well here in Studio 1A, along with Clellan Hyatt on the drums and Evan Nicholson on the bass. So, do you model your sound after anyone in particular?
Ooh. You know, I love classic rock. I love Thin Lizzy, and I love Zeppelin, of course. I think what I'm really trying to do is just bring back classic rock, but have, you know, my voice over it, and my twist to it. That's really what I love, and it's just the most fun to me to play. So, yeah.
All right. Well, again, congratulations on the new record. It's self-titled, to be out on Friday, and you can catch Emily Wolfe and her band Friday night outdoors at the Mohawk, along with the Wild Moccasins, beginning at 8 o'clock. The band's going to stick around and do one more tune, but we're going to close out the live portion right now. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman have been our engineers. We have a multimedia team here, so there'll be some cool video up very shortly. And for that, we'd like to thank Jorge Sanhuesa Lyon, Tristan Ipoc, and Salvador Castro. And as always, a great big thank you to our den mother and producer, Deidre Gott, who books all the live music here in Studio 1A. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.